You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new book on New Zealand's tax system is out, co-authored by experts Deborah Russell and Terry Boucher. In Tax and Fairness, they propose an updated version of New Zealand's system of taxation in order to more accurately reflect the modern economy. I speak with Deborah Russell, senior lecturer at Massey University, as well as Labour Party candidate for New Lynn, and started by asking her if New Zealand's tax system is fit for purpose.
It's pretty good. There are some gaps in it which we should fix. But overall, it's fairly robust. It's just there are some remaining unfairnesses in it, and that's what we need to tidy up. Well, everyone gets upset about secondary tax. To be precise, secondary tax isn't really unfair, but a lot of people don't understand it very well, so I think we need to fix that system. But the biggest unfairnesses come in the way that we tax property versus the way that we tax other investments. We tax shares and KiwiSaver quite heavily, and superannuation schemes get taxed quite heavily, and we really don't tax property at all, like houses and the like.
So how can we tax property more fairly?
Well, there's a whole lot of ways to do it. We can make sure that if people buy houses and flip them on quickly, then we tax any gain on sale there. We can look at removing negative gearing on rental properties. I guess in the longer term, we actually need to have a serious look at whether and how we should implement a capital gains tax. We're really unusual in the OECD. We're one of only two countries that doesn't have a capital gains tax. And we're frequently told by outside bodies like the OECD and like the International Monetary Fund that we really should be looking at having one. So a lot of people perceive unfairness around the way that multinational companies are taxed. We do actually tax multinational companies reasonably well, and we do get a reasonable proportion of income in from them. But it does seem to be pretty easy for at least some multinationals to shift profits away from New Zealand and so not pay any tax here. And of course, if you're an ordinary old wage and salary earner, that looks pretty unfair. So we'd like to see multinationals paying a fair share of taxation too.
Is it impossible to chase after this money, or is it just difficult?
It's just very, very hard. Look, there's a big project going on within the OECD. It's called the Base Erosion and Profit Shifting Project, so BEPS for short. And the whole idea of that within the OECD and 100 or so other nations that are involved in it as well is to make sure that we align laws across countries, not exactly the same, but pretty similar. And that means that there would be no advantage to a big company to shift taxes from one jurisdiction to another. So we can keep on trying to work on that project. But other than that, trying to tax multinationals is actually a very hard thing to do. Unless maybe we shift to something like a tax on sales instead of a tax on profits. But that's problematic as well. If you come up with a magic way for taxing multinationals, I think the world would be delighted. But it would be a very, very hard thing to do. One of the things that I really think is important about taxation is recognising that tax is the price we pay for civilisation. You know, that's what funds the hospitals, the schools, the welfare system, the roads, and all of those facilities, and all the things that we have in a first world economy. So when people avoid or evade their taxes, or if we don't have the tax system right, what we're refusing to do is to pay for a decent society. I'm really keen for people to start talking about tax in that way. It's part of our civic obligations. It's not just an onerous burden from government. The way I end the book and the way that Terry and I end the book is a bit of an unusual thought. We say we should smile when we pay our taxes because of all the huge things we can do when we crowdfund the way that we structure our society.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.